Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
They say a child shall lead them. Here is new music from Personal Praise. I don't need a thing. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Shields me from all attacks.
Keep
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. Personal Praise is back. They're back in a major way. One of my favorite youth groups. And let me go ahead and say y'all my favorite. How about that? Is that all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I've got Yana and Tez from Personal Praise on the line with me. And you all, first and foremost, welcome back to Real Gospel. Congratulations on the new music. But before I ask you anything about music, before I ask you anything about how you all have been, how have you been doing in school?
Thank you for asking. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. You're welcome. Speak up just a little bit.
Yes, sir. I was saying thank you so much for having us on your show. We're so grateful, so thankful. Like you may know, I'm Yana, and my brother Tez. We're both really glad that school is back in session. Well, I don't know too much about Tez.
Well, I love my school. I'm in the 11th grade, and that's 1 year close to graduation, so I love that I'm back in school, and I'm a junior now, so...
Yeah, I love being in the 10th grade. I actually love school. I love going to school. I love learning. And we just got our first progress reports, and so I'm looking pretty good. So I'm pretty excited about what this next school year is going to bring.
All right. Amen. Now I can ask you all, how's the music going?
The music is going awesome. It's going great. We've just released our new single, I Don't Need a Thing. That is a modern version of the 23rd Psalm, if you listen to the lyrics. So it's awesome, and it's a way that we can connect with youth, because we feel that the 23rd Psalm, that's something written for young people, you know? Something written to let young people know that with all of the things going on, God and Jesus is the only thing that you need. You may be all obsessed with what you wear, who you hang out with, where you go, what are you doing, but truly, the only thing that you need is Jesus, and you don't need a thing as long as you have him.
Amen. Well, you gonna leave it there, Yana? You're gonna kick in with that?
I talk a little bit about the process for us just to make this new single. I Don't Need a Thing. It was super exciting for us. We were really blessed, because when we first sang the song to our producer, he was like, okay, I like it, but let's try to make it a lot more modern. Let's make it a lot more relatable to young people, because a lot of times, you know, we as young people, we see the Bible, or we might not even look at it, but we hear what other people say about the Bible, and we don't realize that it still applies to us, even though we're still young. So with us writing it, we took scriptures. It's the same scriptures, just in different versions of the Bible. We found modern versions of the Bible that we as young people can really relate to. And we began reading that and just piecing it together to the song, I Don't Need a Thing. And it was a lot of fun to actually just, like, almost rewrite a song that was almost together.
Wow. So let me ask you this. You all take great pleasure as young people reading the Bible?
Yes, sir. And that is something that I truly credit to our parents. Our parents have definitely given up the interest about learning about God and learning about his word, because at first reading the Bible is very much painful. And so what I suggest to most new people learning about the Bible is to find a version that you truly understand 100% of what it's saying. Now, my mom a lot of times says that they lose some of the poeticness and the actual meaning about what the King James Version, the original version of the Bible, is saying. But for us teens, that is very, very hard to understand. And a lot of times that can turn us off. So I should definitely suggest to other teens and either younger people who are starting to read the Bible to find a version that you definitely can listen to. I mean, definitely can understand exactly what it's saying and apply it to your life.
Okay. Yana?
I don't know too much about that. I'm an avid reader. I love to read. I read super fast. I'm a really quick reader. So a lot of times, for me, especially, reading the Bible can be a bit, it's surprisingly, I know people find it surprising considering how much I love to read, reading the Bible is very boring to me, because not only sometimes, you know, you grow up in the church, you feel like not you know everything, but all of the big important bits, you're like, oh, I know what that is. So what I oftentimes have to do is I have to read other books about the Bible, and that will get my interest as well, to hear other people's take on the Word of God, hear their opinion about how they feel about these things and how you should apply it to your life. Because for me, even though I read, if I read it and it doesn't really sink in and it doesn't have any effect on my life, I won't think about it. Because I read so much that it's like my brain kind of filters the things that I like and the things I don't. So I make sure I read people's applications to it. And I really enjoy reading what people think about the Bible and how other people interpret this and what they think that God was saying when he meant this. Because when you really delve into the Bible, it's just one big long one story, one big long love story. And I really enjoy when you get the overview of what it's really talking about, how other people view it.
Amen to that. I concur. Listen, sound like there's a word in you, young lady. You gonna break out and start preaching here in a minute. All these different versions, and it's a love story from God to humanity, and you like to read the Cliff Notes and the Crib Notes and all that stuff. Okay, I hear you. I hear you. So what was the application process like? Were the two of you the co-writers on I Don't Need a Thing?
Oh, so we both, everybody, my manager, the producer, and Tez and I, Personal Praise at the time, we all worked together to make the song. We all contributed. We're all considered the songwriters because we all made it together. Some people would find one version and they would say, oh, I like this line. That's kind of cool. Or somebody else would find a version and they say, oh, I like this one too. And then sometimes we just might find something in the King James Version and say, oh, this is cool too. I like how they said this. We basically just took what we felt everybody which spoke to them at the time, and we just put it all together into one big contemporary version of the 23rd Psalm.
I'm laughing because I'm going to tell you a secret that most people flip between versions. I mean, if they do the same thing that y'all did. They may see a version in King James. They go, you know what? I like how that sounds right there. I'm going to use the King James version for this particular purpose. And then for a different type of application, they'll go to the NIV or the New King James because of how that sounds. So people do it all the time. They do it all the time.
Yes, sir.
So yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
sir. So this is the first single from the forthcoming project.
Actually,
it's the second single from the third project. The first single is Waymaker, which is the reproduction of Jesus is a Waymaker from our original debut self-titled Personal Praise album.
That's right, because I was playing there for quite some time. Okay, so you all were slowly releasing. Okay, I got you. I feel you now. I see what you're doing. You're taking your time with it. There's nothing wrong with that, especially considering that y'all are in high school and you still have to study your books. And do any of you play sports?
No, sir. We don't play any sports. I used to play football, but not anymore.
Okay. Music came first, huh? Okay. Well,
yes, sir.
So what more can you tell me about the song Personal Praise? You said that there are some other individuals, your managers, who came up with the beat. Who are they? What are their names? How do they fit into this piece?
Oh, so our manager, Roberto Person, he was definitely a part of the song writing process. Our producer, Keenan Smith, he really amazed us all. We all kind of work together to make it, and also our member at the time who was a part of Personal Praise, Chris.
Where is Chris? Come on, somebody.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, where is Chris?
Oh, he was a member at the time.
He's your cousin. He was your cousin, right?
Right. He
That's
was
right.
Our cousin. Actually, wasn't he a part? Weren't we together when we
Yes, that's right. When you all came to the studio, it was three of you all. So now you're down to two. Yes.
It's just us two now. He actually wanted to pursue other ventures, other things that his school and other things had to offer. So he's no longer a part of the group.
Okay. Well, we'll keep him in prayer. It's all good. That's the industry answer right there. Well, he wanted to pursue other options and other opportunities. I'm willing to bet now. Let me see. Is Roberto your father?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this is one of the few times you get to call him Roberto and y'all can get away with it, right?
Yes, sir.
So have you all had opportunities to minister anywhere and sing? And, you know, is God opening doors for you all?
Yes, sir. We just had an opportunity to open up for the Fadati people in Jackson, Mississippi. And it was such an awesome experience. Jackson, Tennessee, I'm sorry. And it was such an awesome experience to meet someone who has contributed so much to the gospel music genre that we are trying to get into now. So it's an all great opportunity.
Well, you know, you all are in the gospel industry now. It's out there. And so, you know, all you need to do is just continue to do what you're doing. Stay obedient to the Lord. Continue to write music. Continue to produce music. And just continue to have plenty of music. Because let me tell you what ends up happening. You never know when and you never know what particular song God is going to use to minister to his people. And it'll be Amen. That song that'll take off all over the world. And people will be like, well, who are they new? And you'll be like, no, we've been doing this for quite some time. And then you'll look around and you'll have 3 or 4 CD projects. And people begin to just bless all of them. And it happens. Look what happened to Bishop Marvin Sapp. You know, we all, you know, we know him from Never Would Have Made It and some of his other songs, but Never Would Have Made It. Once that one song took off, people were like, oh my gosh, is he new? Come on, somebody. He's been around for a minute. And that's sometimes it happens like that. But I want to continue to keep you all encouraged. And I am going to push, because I do live in Tennessee, I am going to push for you all on next year to be part of the Tennessee 4th Jurisdictional AIM Conference that is held in Memphis, Tennessee. So we're going to push for that so that you all can continue to minister to these youth out here, and that let that be the beginning of many things to come with you all. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
All right. And you all should be every conference. Wherever there's a youth conference, there should be personal praise ministering there. How can the listeners get more information about you? This program is heard all over the world. So how can people reach personal praise and have you all come minister at their ministry?
Well, you can visit our website at www.mypersonalpraise.com. Again, that's mypersonalpraise.com. You can book us on there. You can get more information. You can buy any of our products on the website. You can do so much things on the website. You can also follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you follow us, like us on social media. Also, you can get in contact with us through our manager at 901-406-8591. Again, that's 901-406-8591. His name is Roberto Person.
All right.
You can also
yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Our YouTube channel at Personal Praise TV. Again, that is Personal Praise TV. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you get to see the more, I guess, regular side of Personal Praise, kind of behind the music a little bit.
All right. And I want you all to, you adults listening, you pastors and evangelists and bishops and I want you all to support these young folk, because these are young folk. They're still in high school and they're in love with the Lord, especially as we look at the news and we see where youth are getting in trouble. We've got youth violence, and we're trying to say all the time that youth are not doing the right thing. These youth are doing the right thing. So invest in them so that they can plant seeds in your ministry. Nothing begat youth than youth. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
All right. Yana, Tez, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you back on Real Gospel. Much continued success to the both of you all. And I will make sure that I do everything within my power to make sure that you all continue to support all the things that you are trying to do for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.